Welcome. The less people there are, the more intimate this gets. Good. Not that I'm arguing against having more people here, but a smaller group is more personal. Well, just one thing that's not in your bulletin is that you will be seated during the first and the second hymns, and we'll stand on the last one. Ash Wednesday begins Lent. It is a time of reflection and repentance as we consider the implication of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Scripture is full of incidences where those called by God often go through prolonged trials and tribulations as they are prepared for service to God. The people of Israel were led out of Egypt, but they still sojourned for 40 years in the desert before God led them to the promised land. Even Jesus began his ministry, was led into the wilderness to be tempted. On this occasion, silence should be observed. Close your eyes and let the word speak to you. Focus your attention on the reading of the scriptures, the meditations, the prayers, and the simple ritual of the ashes.
Grace and peace to you from God. Let us begin with prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make us new and contrite hearts, that we worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit on God forever and ever.
The scripture lesson comes from Joel, and it's chapter 2, starting with verse 1. If y'all want to glance back at it. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. And then we skip over to 2:17, rend your heart. It says, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offering and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priest who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
The epistle lesson is from the second letter to the church in Corinth. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. Though glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21, and this is what it says. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, as if to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your heart is, there is your treasure. This is the word of the Lord.
Our prayer of confession is responsive. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash away all my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my faults, and my sin is always before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil in your sight. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your help again, and strengthen me with a willing spirit. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes. This ancient sign speaks of the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marks the penitence of this community. I invite you, therefore, in the name of Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and fasting, by works of love, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Let us bow before God, our Creator and Redeemer, and confess our sins.
Our litany of penance is also responsive. We have not loved you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Lord, have mercy. We have been deaf to your call to serve. We have been unfaithful, proud, and hypocritical. Christ, have mercy. We have been self-centered and taken advantage of others. Lord, have mercy. We have been envious of those more fortunate than ourselves. Christ, have mercy. We have loved worldly goods and comforts too much. We have been dishonest in daily life and work. Lord, have mercy. We have neglected prayer and worship and have failed to commend the faith that is in us. Christ, have mercy. We have been blind to human need and suffering and indifferent to injustice and cruelty. Lord, have mercy. We have thought uncharitably about others, and we have been prejudiced toward those who differ from us. Christ, have mercy. We have wasted and polluted your creation and lack concern for those who come after use. Lord, have mercy. We have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior's sake and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God's people say. The Almighty and merciful God, source of all salvation in Christ, who desires not the death of a sinner, but rather that we turn from wickedness and live, accept your repentance, forgive your sins, and restore you by the Holy Spirit to the newness of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Repeat it with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Now go forth into the world in the strength of God's mercy to live and serve in the newness of life. May Jesus Christ bless you and preserve you. And before we go, let us sing the last hymn, Amazing Grace.